Hi, this is Jacqueline here with the Grow Program. Thank you for growing with me on today. It's beautiful. It's just absolutely beautiful. And I thank and praise God on today that I am here on this journey. I'm so grateful. I truly am. I'm just like tickled pink. A lot's been going on, a lot. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, you kind of know I haven't been recording a lot lately. It's been very, very busy. I've embarked on a new career path, and it has taken up a lot of time. But I want you to know something, that grow is me, and I am grow, and I'm going to grow with thee. We're going to grow in God every day, all day. And I'm always getting wisdom and inspirational words to say, pictures, phenomenal pictures that I take. God just tells me when to snap a picture, when to look up, and I'm embarking on this new career path. It is truck driver, and all of my years of driving buses, driving for Metro, driving school buses prepared me for this right here. Because never in my wildest dreams would I ever think that I would be a truck driver. I got the skills to do it, but I just never thought that I would do it. It never entered my mind to be a truck driver until here recently. I mean, God just put it on my spirit. Why not? You have the capability. All you got to do is go get the A on your license. So when I was trying to do that, I was told, no, you can't do it. You can't have it. Nope. And I was told by the president, there's no reason you can't have it. There's no reason you shouldn't have it. I don't understand why you don't have it. Well, I was told no by your people. And I got back home, and, you know, where one door closes, another door opens. Because all you got to do is put in your mind that you are going to grow. There is no quit and grow. You got to keep striving, keep pushing, keep achieving, and keep believing. Don't stop believing, thinking about tomorrow. Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep on pushing, really. Hallelujah. And another thing, you know, I'm just, you know, this right here, it's just been so much. It has. I got so much to tell you, and I just can't cram it right here in 20 minutes, but I'm going to tell you as much as I can. And you inspire me to inspire. You do. And I thank God. I am humble and grateful to my heart to have you growing with me. To have you growing, because I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to grow. I need you to rise. I need you to believe, because I need you to understand one thing, that before you became who you are, kings and queens, before you became you, you were a child of God. God knew you. You have been called. You have been commanded. You have been sent. And we are here. We are in this world, but not of this world. And we cannot let this world overcome us. We cannot let this world conquer us because we have been sent to conquer the world. And sometimes I feel like I have felt that I have the weight of the world on my shoulders. And I'm alone. I grow alone. And I love it. I do. And I find happiness within myself. But at times when I feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders, I have no one to lean on. I have God. And God has given me, you know, a small circle of people, but they're not around me, you know, but I can reach out to folks. I can call, you know, this person, that person, and, you know, but still, you know, it's really something because all my life people have been around me. You know, I always had somebody around me and something, and usually it was always a man, telling me, dictating to me, well, you do this and do that, you know, see, because that's what the Bible says, that the man is the head of the house. And that's fine if you got one that is being led by God. But see, the ones I picked, you know, they were being led by the world and they would lead me on into the ditch. The blind lead the blind. But see, I had eyes. I can see. No, we can't go in that direction. We can't do that. You ain't doing right. You ain't acting right. So I need to get away from around you. You know, after you get tired. And on this highway of life, honey, there's exit ramps and on ramps. And sometimes people need to exit away from one another. And that's okay. You came in this world alone. Some people say, I can't live without you. But you lived without me before I came along. I wasn't always with you. And I ran into that issue too. When it came time to break up, then it's time to destroy you. It's time to, I can't let you go. I'm going to destroy you physically, mentally. I'm going to try to take you out. And see, we can't be like that because we ain't supposed to be like that. Let people go. Let people be, because you don't understand. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. Your ways are not his ways. God got a plan. God knows. See, we go and step off in something and we stuck. We can't get out. But see, that's not the plan that God has for you. You know, God may have something even more beautiful for you on further down the line. But you can't see because you got this right in front of you. You know, you just can't see the forest for the trees. You just right here, stuck in this right here. But on down the line, God got a beautiful plan for you. And sometimes God just need you to be by yourself so God can work in you. And I'm going to tell you, since I have been alone, and I've been alone now for 3 years, and I love it. I really, truly do, because I'm learning me. I learned things about me that I didn't even know, because I always had somebody with me. I always had a man with me, and I was raising children. And now they all grown, thank God. They all grown and on their own. And I'm just, you know, I mean, you know, it hit me. It just hit me that I'm on my own. On my own. Why did it end this way? This wasn't how it was supposed to be. I can't sing. But anyway, I'm on my own. And it ended this way because this is God's way. God, see, I had other people all in my ear. He telling me, dude, well, do this. You are here to serve me. Do this, do that. I want you to dress like this. I want you to go see Phil constantly telling me stuff. I can't even hear the voice of the Lord. I can't hear what God telling me because you constantly telling me stuff. And you doing all this and that and the other. You ain't right. And so I got to run to the Lord, you know, and God had me growing. And I realized as I'm growing, love drives out hate. You know, as I tried and tried to sow into my marriage, he wasn't having that. He didn't want that. Because he was doing some other stuff. So he told me, I want you to turn your back on growth. You are here to serve me. You know, because he want to go back to clowning and fighting and arguing and all that foolishness. But God had me on a journey. You know, God took me and put me in a quiet place. I was quarantined in a haunted house because we was quarantined in 2020. And I had to be in that haunted house. My daughter took every opportunity she could to get up out of there because she was scared. And my grandson, he would go with his dad. And Brian had to go to work. He left at 5 o'clock in the morning, still dark outside and dark in the dark house, you know, in the haunted house. It was dark in there. So God put me in there. You know, I'm quarantined in there. Can't leave. If you leave, the police gonna pull you over while you're out. You're supposed to be quarantined. You know, we got COVID. You're supposed to be inside somewhere. Go somewhere, you know, so it wasn't nowhere to go. So I had to be in there. But God, see, where there's evil, there's also God. See that we serve two forces here. There's good and then there's evil. And some people are being conduits of evil. And here, you know, I couldn't fall into that trap because that ain't it was never me to be evil. You know, I wasn't so right to myself, but I always tried to treat other people right. Always love people, always have loved people. But people, I wasn't treated right. You know, the world came at me. And then when the world got done coming at me, beating me up, I came at me. And I beat me up some more. Anyway, God had a work in me. And God told me to grow. And it has been a journey to grow. It has. It's been incredible. And the one thing that I keep on pushing for is to push out evil and hate. Because love not hate will make the world great. Love not hate will make the world great. We gonna drive the hate up out of here. Cause love not hate will make the world great. We gonna drive the hate up out of here. Cause love not hate will make the world great. What? Love not hate will make the world great. Just know that. Love not hate will make the world great. Love drives out hate. You know, Dr. King was on something. He was on something, and we got to carry that something on. That's love. We got to keep on with love because war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Violence. What is it solving? Absolutely nothing. So we got to go with love. We got to try a little tenderness. Sow that into your children, into your marriage, into your relationship, into yourself. You know, because remember, self-love is very, very important. I'm going to get back to doing the podcast as often as I can. The driving takes a lot out of me, and not that it just takes a lot out of me, it's just time. That's what it is. It takes a lot of time. And I'm also having, you know, as I'm moving about, having some connectivity issues. And I'm getting that resolved so I can get back to recording a podcast like I need to, because I need to get on it. I need to get on it. Because there are 195 countries in the world, and greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Grow is in 121 of them. 121 of 195 countries, and that's progress. So we got to trust the process of progress and not regress. We got to move on. We got to keep on pushing. We got to rise on, push on through. You got to come up. You got to overcome. We got to grow. And I done came a long way. I was where was I at? I was somewhere. You know, dimes are from heaven. If you look around, you see a dime. somewhere in your house on the ground, his head's up. That's from heaven. And you just need to be guided by good. And that's the force, that's the God that I serve, because God is good. So I try to do good. I really do. I try to rise to reach my greatness. Rise to reach my greatness. Greatness in God. Each and every day, all day, rise to reach my greatness. Rise to reach my greatness. Greatness in God. Just like you see the sun rise. Don't the sun rise to its highest and then just start going over? Going from the east to the west. It's up at the highest that it can. It's at the highest. It's you know, and it's going over. The earth is moving and it's rotating. It's going around. You know, the sun is going around the world, going to different parts, but it's great. It's just great and magnificence. The way I mean, have you ever just sat and looked at the birds sing? You got birds that sing. You got trees that start from seeds that grow to be giant, and they reaching for the light. Everything is reaching for the light. Is reaching for the light of God. Everything, as it grows, is rising to his greatness. Everything, every living thing is growing. And that's what we have to do. Keepers of the dream, we have to grow also. We have to rise to reach our greatness. We have to reach for the light. Reach up, reach for God. Look up. Don't look down unless you're looking for money, looking for dimes, for dimes from heaven. Look up, look to God, because that's where cometh our help, is up there. It ain't down here in this world. You know, don't look to people. People disappoint you. Look to God. Look to yourself, you know. Because when you count on others, count on you too. See, because when they let you down, at least you know you got you. You know, well, they didn't do it. They said they were gonna do it, but they didn't do it. They didn't show up. Well, at least you showed up. You there, so you do it, and that's what I had to do, you know. And to launch this movement, you know, that's moving around the world. It's changing lives. It's saving lives. How you know? I know, cause it saved mine. So I know it's been a journey to grow. Growth saved me because I realize I'm here for God. As a child of God, I've been sent, and there's a soul inside me. There's an old soul. There's a spirit, and I got to come up. I got to grow. I got to rise. I got to be great in the eyes of God, because God is a living entity. God is real. God is as real as you and me. It's just that God is in the spirit form that you cannot see. And I got out the truck one day. And I was walking up to the gas station, get something I wasn't supposed to have, which is a cup of coffee. And I'm getting away from that too, because, you know, I love coffee. I love it, but I can't. I can't no more. Me and coffee been going since I was a little girl. You know, back then, wasn't no cup holders in the car. You know, they had them little plastic things. My mom couldn't keep up with those. You know, plastic thing you hang in the window. Yeah, that old. And so she would have me hold her coffee, and when she went in the store, some I'd take sips out of, and I fell in love with coffee ever since then. So, but I'm going up here, and I walked up to get a cup of coffee, and I looked down on the ground as I'm standing there. And I'm just looking around. It's early in the morning. You know, you gotta keep your eye out, and I found a dime face up on the ground. I've been finding dimes all through my house. I find them, you know, when I'm out and about, but this particular dime I picked up and looked at the date of it. It's 2013. I got dimes in my Bible. 2013. You know, I was really going through a lot. I mean, you're talking about being pounded by the world. I was being pummeled. But I didn't know that God had me in his hands and God was molding me for greatness. And 2013 was a turning point in my life. That year was a true turning point because that's when I knew that I had been watched. I always felt I've been watched all my life. I felt something that was greater than me with me. And I know about God. I grew up learning about God, but it was just like really like a force that's just there that with me. And I'm telling you something, that same force is there with you. I want you to think about a time in your life that you really, really went through and how God brought you through. See, because God brought you to it and God also brought you through it. And I want you to remember that God is always with you. And so I picked up that dime and carried it back with me to the truck. And it made me think about that. It made me think about how I really went through that year. It was a very bad year. Very, 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 just thinking about it makes me cry. I mean, kind of brings tears to my eyes, but why cry? Wasted all water is all that is, and it won't make no flowers grow. To God be the glory. What we gonna do? We gonna rejoice. See, because now we know, grow. All things work together for those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. You have been called. You've been called. Now, I want you to rise to reach your greatness. I want you to stand in that mirror and look at that king, queen in the mirror looking at you. And I want you to tell him, I love you. So love, let's grow too. God bless you. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. It's going to be soon. It's going to be soon. Just keep on pushing. And pretty soon, you're going to reach your happy moon. Because that's how I am. I'm like the woman on the moon, just as happy as I can be. Ain't perfect, but we get there. We striving, we rising, we reaching, we pushing. Glory, hallelujah. To God be the glory. Just understand that you have been called and God is with you. It's gonna be all right. All right. It's gonna be all right. All right. It's gonna be all right. Just know it's gonna be all right. All right. God bless you. I love you. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. Woe is not you, grow is you.